Taking a look into February bulk commodity export forecasts and imports in the latest USDA trade outlook. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. USDA economist Bart Kenner discusses changes in bulk commodity exports year over year per the latest agricultural trade forecast.
Bulk products, we see wheat exports rounded up to $2 billion, which is down 6% from the same period last year, whereas we've got 6% increase by volume for last year. So we're actually exporting more wheat, but at a lower price, and so we're seeing a negative value change over last year. Corn export values were up 20% over last year, and they had really been seeing some downtimes because of the unit values there. Corn exports are actually up 27% by volume. Soybean exports were down 11% by value from this time last year at $15.5 billion. By volume, soybeans were up 9% over last year. Cotton exports were down 16% from last year by value at $1.8 billion and down 6% by volume from this time last year.
And as for imports, Kenner discusses some of the more notable increases in ag imports by category from that latest USDA Ag Trade Outlook.
Some of the bigger movers there, we see the imports of red meat products are 24% increase over last year by value at $7.2 billion of imports through February 2025. Fruit juice imports were up 26% from last year. We see a 14% increase in the import value of wine over last year at $3 billion, and distilled spirits were up 12% for imports of those over last year at $5 billion.
Again, hearing from USDA economist Bart Kenner on some of the notable numbers from exports and imports from the latest USDA Ag Trade Outlook. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.